Something is going to happen, you know, as you decide to settle down for these 100 days. And that something is that you will find you can't do this on the bus or the train or walking to work or just slotting it into a quick 2 minutes in the morning. Your heart will begin to be drawn into his heart, and you will really have to get away with him, because he is pulling you like the maiden in the song says, draw me. And he's drawing you, he's drawing your heart. He's saying, give me just 10 minutes of your day, uninterrupted, and see what I will do. It's going to raise your God consciousness. It's going to cause you to become collected before him instead of spread about all over the place. You know, when they collect a horse, it means it comes up underneath the rider. Everything about it, all four legs are not splayed out and all over the place. Head's not up in the air. Bottom's nicely drawn in underneath the rider. It is collected under the rider. He's going to collect you and bring you into some order. And you are going to begin to find out the inner life. That is where your strength is. He doesn't come on you like a cowpat. He inhabits you. You're going to stop at the end of this seeking to find him outside of your inner life. You will recognize that this is habitation, not visitation. If you'll stick with this 100 days, as I told you at the beginning, you will come out in a completely different place spiritually. God bless you.